Morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Greet these and those on live stream. But before I have my say, Sister Taylor is prepared an intro. Sister Taylor.
Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Brother Benjamin has asked me to share my thoughts on his topic to introduce him, so I'll go ahead and do that. He will be speaking about the spiritual man against wickedness. And I was thinking that there's a friction between the natural world and the divine nature. And we find ourselves at variance with the natural world because we are partakers of the divine nature in Christ. As children of God, we live in this world, but we are not of it. We go day to day working in whatever our hands find to do, but we don't conform to that earthly work. Some may have to work among unbelievers, but we are still separate from the unbelievers in mind and heart.
Amen.
This world is clearly not our home. Not only do we face conflict from the outside, but there's an enemy trying to get hold of the reins of our heart on the inside too, the old man. The fight is from without and within. So what then? There has to be someone else outside of ourselves that is stronger and mightier than all of our enemies.
Amen.
Jesus has the upper hand on the battleground in the world and in our heart if we have faith in him.
Amen.
And if we have faith in him, it is because he has authored it. Through these conflicts, God is sanctifying us for himself.
Amen.
There's another country, as we sang about this morning, a better one, which God has prepared for us.
Amen.
And if God be for us, who can be against
Amen.
Us?
Amen.
Take courage, brethren. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Very good, Sister Taylor. My main text is going to be in Matthew 12:35. The spiritual man against the wicked. For to survive this world of wickedness, we must strengthen our faith daily in order to inherit the glory. In Matthew 12:35 says, a good man out of a good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of a good treasure bringing forth evil things. And here are some good examples of good. God's righteousness is experienced in good through his work. And those who seek and live according to God, the Lord's righteousness, will be called good and pure, sanctified under Jesus. Now let's look into evil. And the Bible teaches us that evil is a thing called all who oppose God and all who defy him. We can call it a choice whether to hate, harm, think bitter, be cruel, or crane the what if to explore what you can do out of your godly life. Just let your imagination run wild on you and not focus on your way to faith. To what if I can not go to church every once in a while? What if I can eat something that's really bad for my body? What if I can just do drugs? I'm going to die anyway. But there's a pure side of you that says, go on to the Lord's house. Benefit for the brethren. You are an important part of the body.
Amen.
Yeah. Read God's holy word and you'll feed your spirit.
Yes.
Remain pure unto the holy vessel, unto the Lord God Almighty. And according to the truth, you will not perish with the wicked as long as you have faith. With the wicked encouraging that Christ is not coming back. And they'll encourage you to think that way. It's like really bad surface. I swear it's going to be with you in a few minutes. I swear it's going to be with you in just a couple of seconds. And it's just the wicked think like that. Jesus is coming just in a few seconds, but he's not coming back. He's not going to come back. He never does. But remember, a good man out of a good treasure of a good heart bringeth forth good things. Jesus' own words. Seek out the Lord in everything, and you will be pure. And whoever is telling you that God is not coming back, they're wrong. And whoever's telling you that God is not real, they're wrong. And whoever's telling you the dark side is more understanding, you might have to hurt their feelings, but they're wrong. Because something that the wicked does not have, it's faith. And as long as you have faith, you're sure to overcome evil. And as long as you have your mind remains nothing but clear, clean and pure thoughts, you will never be smitten by the world's persecution. Deceiving and temptation can be very lethal to someone who is very, very weak and somewhat ignorant. But through great understanding by the Lord's righteousness, you'll be overcome such terrible temptation. You'll be encouraged by the fact that you'll receive eternal life, and we can all rejoice in that.
Amen.
Brother Robert will come do our Bible class. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this dear brother. We pray for Brother Robert as he comes up to the Bible class that his thoughts may be clear and we all be edified by his Bible class. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.